Now, another point that Paik makes in this talk that he gave was the issue actually you referred to before, which is, and when you talk about targeted therapy and eating the target, as you mentioned, and Paik uses an example with ER, higher the ER, greater response to hormone therapy. But another thing that he reported, and I think also not just the NCCTG, but also HERA, was a lack of correlation of amplification with benefit from trastuzumab, which kind of seemed logical to think would be there, and yet supposedly it's not there.
That's true, and it is counter to some of the observations that have been made in some of the metastatic studies of Herceptin. But I still submit that though there's no correlation when you get above a ratio of 2 in response to Herceptin, that doesn't mean that there might be some threshold around about 2. So if you're HER2 negative, I would submit that it seems to me unlikely that you would benefit from a theoretical point of view. Whereas if you're amplified, then the degree of amplification simply doesn't matter. And those data are convincing. The NSABP and HERA data on HER2 copy number and the hazard ratios from adjuvant Herceptin, those are big numbers, and it's quite striking that there's not a correlation between copy number and hazard ratio benefit from Herceptin.
So do you think that, of course, I think the issue of retesting and getting more data, that has to be done, but at what point do you pull the trigger and just do a trial?
It's a daunting problem because, you know, such a study would be big. I mean, it would be thousands of patients, not hundreds. So the reality is to do a trial like that, I mean, we're talking probably on the neighborhood of $100 million investment to answer that question. I think that if you're a medical officer in charge of oncology at a big company and you make a $100 million gamble like this and lose, I bet you won't be working for that company very long. And so I think there's a lot of reasons to be tentative in moving forward with this question in the clinic until there is at least a consensus and confirmation with a repeat analysis in other groups or an independent blinded review of the Paik data. No one would be more pleased than me to see, you know, trastuzumab working in HER2 negative cases. I mean, that would really make my day. But I think it's critical to follow the science, make sure that this is not a methodological fluke just in one laboratory. We have the technology to answer this question
Absolutely.
In the lab right now.
Right.
That's way cheaper than doing a $100 million randomized trial. I think we should do it logically. The most expeditious route right now would be just to retest that NSABP cohort. If they retested it and got the same result, then I think we would all be lining up to enroll patients on a randomized trial for HER2 negative disease. That would be the one spark to really get it going, is if you had an independent blinded review of that data set. That would be very impressive.
And I think we should clarify, and I think this came out at the think tank, although there was a huge interest in this whole issue, that I don't think anybody's saying that off study right now people should consider using trastuzumab in HER2 negative situations.
Absolutely not. I think that, you know, this is a retrospective subset analysis, hasn't been confirmed until the New England Journal letter a few weeks ago wasn't even in print yet. So it's absolutely not ready for prime time.